This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. It is 16 minutes to 8 on your Monday morning.
And every single week we gather around the Joy water cooler to find out what all the queer goss has been going on.
Where is she answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Gay.
And where would we be without our Gossip Gay, Joel Kingmaine?
Good morning, you beautiful humans. How are we?
All the better from hearing from you.
Now, we love to have a little bit of a goss session on a Monday morning, and I hear we're starting things off with a crotch watch.
We are indeed, Dean. Yes, I thought, well, why not bring a bit of spice to Monday morning?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Ricky Martin's crutch, if we don't mind.
Didn't we recently talk about Ricky Martin's feet? Maybe you've got a little bit of an obsession with Ricky Martin, I reckon.
He's just trying to stay relevant.
Correct. Well, Ricky Martin headed on stage as part of Madonna's Celebration Tour, and there were fans in the audience that have captured moments where his crutch was... doing strange things, apparently. So I thought we'd dive deep into that. Yes, enlarged is a good word I like to use.
Oh, dear.
Enlarged.
So how did this all come about?
Well, the 52-year-old singer was invited on stage by Madonna at her Miami concert. And it's part of a ballroom segment, you know, the ballrooms where people come on and they dance and they give them tens or nines.
Yeah,
or
we're talking like the Paris is Burning, you know, that ballroom
thing,
not like a, you know, not like a formal line dancing situation.
Dancing, no, not at all. Well, this portion of Madonna's concert, as we know, sees dancers strut their stuff down the runway before receiving the scores from Madonna and a guest that she brings on. And it seems that this particular guest in Ricky Martin was really living his La Vida Loca as he appeared to get a little too into the role. And according to TMZ, he appeared to be quite aroused by some of the backup dancers' impressive moves.
Well, maybe Ricky, like we've talked feet, now getting aroused while everyone watches. I reckon Ricky's on a very, ticking off a very kinky streak, don't you reckon?
I think so. Now, this all came about as some of the dancers started to grind up on his lap. And, you know, obviously audience members were filming it and they were pointing out, like, wait a minute, Ricky Martin, is that a ... other people questioned, oh, my God, what did I just watch? Ricky Martin is living his best life and I'm totally here for it. Yes, honey. And a third comment just said, he just seemed a little bit excited.
Well, can we not give the guy some praise? He's 52 and all it takes is a little bit of bump and grind.
I mean,
it's pretty good. There,
darling. A soft breeze, I reckon, would do it for Ricky.
or a stiff breeze.
I know, a soft breeze. I was going to say a stiff breeze just does it for me.
Yes.
While Martin hasn't exactly addressed the alleged excitement rumours in the downstairs department, he did take a moment to Instagram and to share a clip of him on stage, and he captions the video saying, Imona, my love, always fun to be invited to your party. You cannot miss this show.
It'll give you a rise.
A big endorsement. Yes, it's a big endorsement from Ricky.
Well, now we jump from Ricky Martin's crotch watch, Like a Virgin, to a bit of Heartstopper, Love and Romance and Engagement.
Yes, so Heartstopper star Bradley Riches has announced his engagement with theatre director Scott Johnson with a moving post that just says, I love you endlessly. And so this was recently on their social media. The 22-year-old actor revealed that Johnson proposed to him earlier this week while the pair were in Sorrento, not Victoria, but Italy.
Equally as beautiful.
They're both
equally as beautiful.
Could you imagine proposing in Sorrento, Victoria?
It's still lovely.
It's still lovely, exactly. But they shared a series of photos on their social media. The pair were hugging and kissing while standing in a heart shape made of rose petals.
Really beautiful.
Which overlooked, overlooked the Italian coastline. And basically the caption said, yes, with lots of, heart emojis in there. He went on to say, I never thought I'd find someone who gets me and loves me. I've always struggled connecting my emotions and relationships. And then Scott came. I felt and accepted and most importantly loved. I love you endlessly as he flashed his impressive silver ring on his index finger.
Oh, do you reckon engagements have to have rose petals as a part of them? I feel like we're seeing more. Maybe it's the social media side of engagements.
Is
your index finger your pointer finger, your pointing finger?
Because that's your pointing finger.
But isn't your ring finger your ring finger?
You're raising a very, very important point.
You are.
I'm just going to do a little Google of what is your index finger.
I think you're right. The index finger is the one between the pointer and the ring finger. The one you stick up when you want to stick the finger up at people. I don't want to give you a visual demonstration because that would be rude.
It's your first finger. It is your first, it's your number one, also referred to as your forefinger, first finger, second finger, I guess if it's next to your thumb, pointer finger, trigger finger, digitus secundus, digitus number two, and many other terms.
I love that it's digitus secundus and digitus two, just in case people find that confusing.
So just so you know, the man clearly is wearing the ring on the wrong finger.
Well, maybe that was the only finger it fitted on at the time.
Were they on holiday? Were they on holiday in Sorrento, or was this a surprise thing?
They were on holiday, and it obviously was a surprise. Some people get their engagement rings or wedding, especially engagement rings, and they don't actually fit on the finger at the time. Mm. So maybe they've had to get it re-signed.
Carrie Bradshaw wore her on as a necklace, but then that engagement didn't go ahead. So, who knows?
That is true, yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
Well, Richie is a star of, if you don't know who Richie is, he's the star of Heartstopper in season two. He plays James McEwen. And season three has just wrapped in December last year, confirmation. And Netflix has announced that the new series will premiere in October.
Very excited for that. Now, this morning...
Oh, I was just going to say, I've just fact-checked.
Yeah.
It is actually on his ring finger.
Yeah, it's on the ring finger. So it's not the index
it's
one.
It's not on the index finger. He does have it on the ring finger. All is well in the world.
Now, remember last week when we talked about Joel?
Yes.
Well, it's picked up a little bit with JoJo claiming that JoJo wants to create a new genre of music called gay pop. So we are putting the call out to our listeners. This week on the show, we're making the original gay pop playlist right here on Joy Breakfast with some bangers. We've got San Francisco from Village People, Renee Rapp, Poison, Spinning Around by Kylie Minogue. What song would you like to add to the list?
Should we add a Cher song?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What do we want, though? Do we want Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves? If I Can Turn Back Time? What one? What's your pick?
It's got to be If I Could Turn Back Time. She's got some, obviously, classics, but that would have to be the one for me.
That was last week when time turned back. Ashley's messaged in with I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. We've got another Village People with YMCA and also a bit of a Swiftie on the list.
Oh, yeah, we got some.
They're all perfect.
Calm Down by Taylor Swift. Mm. So,
what do you think the definition of gay pop is?
Oh, my God. Gay pop is not... JoJo isn't creating something new here, just FYI.
No.
It has been around for years upon years upon years upon years. And it's just that... You know what it reminds me of? Gay pop to me is when you just walk into a club and everyone's dancing.
Yeah.
That is gay pop to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's gay pop. Yeah. It could be... That's what I envision gay pop to be.
And it hasn't started recently. So we are making our Joy Breakfast playlist and you can add songs to the list. We're going to be doing it all week. Message in on 0427 569
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au and you can check out the playlist with pop. It on Spotify and it's called The Original Gay Pop.
Well, we'll put that on the Joy Breakfast Instagram as well. Joel, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Before I go, can I just say happy birthday for last week, kids? I'm so proud of you.
Oh, yeah, our anniversary.
Oh,
Thank
yeah, and,
you.
Yeah, happy birthday. You guys are doing a fabulous job, and I love being a part of your little team.
We love having you with us on Joy Breakfast every Monday.
Pleasure. Thank you, and have a great week, guys.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.